your favorite Bible verse, Andrew?
This is one of my favorites on this puzzle piece. It's Matthew 22:37. It's, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So as you can see, love the Lord your God with all your heart, that's supposed to be a soul, mind, and strength. And then there's the answer.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Daniel, and my Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 9, 2 through 15. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed. You'll be and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of this service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given to you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And my puzzle piece means that since my verse talks about how if you're generous and give to the church and the missionaries, they can spread the gospel throughout the whole world. So since he gives what seems like it's not very much or anything that could really affect anything, but really it can actually go and use and spread the Bible throughout the whole world.
What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, what's your favorite Bible verse?
Colossians 1:15. He is made of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether they're thrones or powers or rules or authority, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Can you tell me a little bit about your puzzle piece picture?
Jesus is out all of our hearts, and he loves each and every one of us.
I'm
What is your name?
August.
What is your Bible verse, August?
Acts 16:31. Believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
What does your puzzle piece mean?
Love.
Love. What is your name?
Allison.
Allison, what is your favorite Bible verse?
Deuteronomy.
6:5.
6:5.
Love the Lord your God.
Love the Lord your God.
With all your heart.
With all your heart.
And what does your puzzle piece mean to you? What does God mean to you? What's your name?
Jackson.
What is your Bible verse, Jackson?
John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
And tell me a little bit about your puzzle piece.
The cross means Jesus died on the cross. The heart means Jesus loves.
My name is Jake, and my verse. verses, Revelation 22:19. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of prophecy, God will take away his share of the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. Now, what my puzzle piece means is the tree of life, the orange background for God's love, the pink heart is also for God's love, and then a greater than a less than a sign pointing to the greater than, and then God's hand.
Before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And my puzzle piece, it shows that God will always lead us in the nicest of places and the best of life, because all fields are pretty with their flowers and the bushes and the streams with all the nice fish, and that is his rod and the cup that's overflowing.
My name is William Denny. My verse is 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. My puzzle piece explains this verse. The first picture explains the farmer sowing the seeds. The second picture explains how he cuts down the plants and harvests them. This verse means you get what you put in. If you like give an offering to God, he might reward you.
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. My puzzle piece means to me that God loves us, and that when He created this world, He wanted to like share love with us, and that's what my puzzle piece.
My name is Noah, and caution 3:2, set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. And what it means to me is because Jesus died for us to love us and care for us.
What's your name?
My name is Zach, and
your verse?
Psalm 50, verse 6. Let everything that is best praise the Lord. I drew all these pictures because He created all these, and He really cares about me, so I drew all these things.
Very good.
trusting God, the creator of the ends of the earth.
He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding no one can fathom.
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
They will soar on wings like eagles.
They will run and not grow weary. They will walk